Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. So Trace, I told you I'm going to talk about beds, and when this episode airs, it's going to be dark. It is dark and cold now as we're recording.
Yes, it is.
So I saw this article and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so like hygge. It's a Scandinavian word for being cozy in the winter.
Yeah. And you know, what's funny is that, you know, it's like H-Y-G-G-E, right?
Yeah. Cause I'm like, what do you do with that? They don't say hygge. That's not it at all.
No. I've heard hygge, hugga, hygge. I don't know. Sorry, Sweden. Yeah. We're Americans. We can't even.
Yeah. But we do embrace the concept. So this tradition does not come from that, but modern me looks at it and says, oh, so great. We're talking about box beds. Box beds actually originated in the medieval period and are, well, they embrace that. I want to be warm. We don't heat our house. There's no central heating in that period. And so you see people from those eras, their night clothes are completely different than ours. They're very thoroughly covered at night.
So when you say box bed.
Yes, let me tell you about them.
Yeah.
They look like a beautiful, some of them look like a beautiful carved wardrobe. And you see them from about waist high all the way up to complete armoire size. And they have two doors in the front or sometimes a curtain. The doors either open out or they slide depending on the engineering. And inside you see this pretty little, it looks like a puppet theater on the smaller ones. You're like, oh, pretty, there's curtains and there's a bed in there. So it's like you walk over to the sideboard and tuck in and go to bed.
So, okay. Cause I was thinking like box bed, like, you know, in the movies where it's Renaissance-y, there's a bed and it's surrounded by four posters and there's like curtains all the way around. This is
an actual box. Yeah. And I actually promised to do show notes in a timely manner on this one so you can see them because some of them are quite beautiful and cozy looking. The cool carving, some of them were double decker. You could see two people. I would not want the top bunk if you had to go to the bathroom in the night. And imagine pushing a bench up in the front or having like a built-in, and they could be freestanding or built-in. They would provide warmth and privacy in the winter and clearly an opportunity for some decorative carving at times, although some are very simple and utilitarian. But many of the pictures that I saw were quite beautiful. So, yeah. One article said it was to keep the wolves from stealing the children, which that does go back from the medieval period. You hear myths and stories. More likely, it was to keep the farm animals that lived inside with you if your chickens came in at night or you did not have to sleep with the chickens.
Yeah, no, having kept chickens, that would be kind of gross.
Yeah. So my sister had a studio apartment in Brown's Addition, which for you non-Spokane folks, Brown's Addition is filled with big old Victorian houses and turn of the century beautiful homes that have been converted into apartments. And so they had a top floor apartment that had a little cupboard in the eaves. And her roommate had the bed in there. And now that I look back on them, I'm like, that's so box bed and awesome.
Wow. So now, if you have claustrophobia, this would not be the bed for you.
No, or summertime. I'm thinking medieval weather was a little bit colder, but even so, stuffy. In the winter, glorious.
Maybe you'd have two different like bed situations.
Yes, I can see just throwing your mattress out in the hot summer.
Huh. But I like that idea of the cozy, comfortable, like, you know, candles and book reading and cozy and snuggling. I mean, honestly, I think that's just my default setting.
Yep, me too. And so it seems wonderful to me. But I don't have a problem with closing those doors. I definitely think that certain people would just be cold all winter.
Yeah. And maybe if it's going to be a family taco night.
Yes.
Don't close the doors.
Maybe it's curtain night for that one.
Yeah.
So that's box beds. They sound wonderful. I would like to have one.
Well, we're on Facebook and Instagram. So if you have one you think Amy needs to have, you can message us on Facebook as Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk or ask your smart speaker to play us. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored. You might be super cozy, though.